Hello and welcome to another DLRP Roundup podcast. We're going to quickly cover some stuff that's coming out of Disneyland Paris. And again, as seems to be normal this year, there's a lot of information coming out in a rapid set of time. And this will be the third podcast this week. Again, I'll try and keep it as short and sweet as we possibly can. So let's get into it. The first piece of information we're going to talk about is Disneyland Paris have released some information on the upcoming collectibles and the merchandise that they're going to be selling this year. Perhaps not terribly interesting, but interesting nonetheless. The first piece of information they're giving us is they are doing the Star Tours, the Adventure Continues figurine, which is the 30-metre tall Star Speeder that we spoke about before, at €149. They have announced that the Pirates of the Caribbean, the Treasure of an Attraction, a book that will start a part of series dedicated to iconic attractions in Disneyland Paris, has been produced by the Inside Ears team and is getting put out for general sale. It's going to cost €20 in the shop, and it's going to have a lot of pictures, it's going to have some detailed history and some specifics of the attractions. The odd thing is, we already have a copy of this. We have had a copy of this for a long, long time, so I'm going to do a video and possibly record it tomorrow and get it out sometime this week and see if we can go through it and let everybody see what you're getting for £20. So we have that one. They have a Remy statue that they're bringing out, and it is made of copper, and it's going to be 25 centimetres tall and will cost €50. It was brought together from the 3D files from Walt Disney Imagineering, so it's quite cool actually. The Walt Disney Park transportation models, they are selling a train for €90 and a coach or a bus or a tram for €70. Again, these are small wooden models that assemble without glue, and they have a little system that helps to move them forward. I'm not entirely sure what that is. They do look rather cool though, and they are available. They have a Tinkerbell snow globe that is available for €130 and is 27 centimetres high. I mean, these are big. I mean, to take these home on a plane is going to be difficult. However, you can have them posted to you. They have a Tower of Terror sculpture that looks, again, very, very, very cool. This is before the tower has had its horrible and tragic event that causes the Tower of Terror. So it is the Hollywood Tower Hotel before it's struck by lightning. Again, €130. They have this is the coolest thing out of the whole set, the Walt Disney Studios Mickey statue. They are selling that statue. It's 50 centimetres high, which is, you know, half a metre. It's absolutely massive, and they are going to make it from the original files that they had when they built in studios at Walt Disney Studios Park, and it is €220. I'm hoping it comes down a little bit in price, or I might buy it. I don't know. It is really cool, though. It is really cool. At 50 centimetres, how you get that back into the UK, I have absolutely no idea. But it looks absolutely stunning. It looks absolutely gorgeous, and it's just fantastic. They have Phantom Manor poster. 70 centimetre, again, massive poster of Phantom Manor, printed on a wooden plate with an authentic and mysterious Western touch to your interior. €70. They're doing a Phantom Manor book, which is going to be following on from the Pirates of the Caribbean one, and it'll be in the same collection, the same team write it and direct it, and it'll be released at the reopening of the attraction, which they do not tell us what the date is. However, it's €20. And then finally, there is a Disneyland Park fun map for €8, again, much, much cheaper than the rest of them, and it's a fun map of Disneyland Paris since 1995, an adaptation of the 1992 with a new logo, and this is a huge 1 metre wide, and it's on art and demand in the Walt Disney Village actually. And to be honest, they're just doing really, really well. They've just brought together fantastic merchandise here, and they've announced it. I don't know why we've got this. We don't usually get this announcement. They have announced it to us. The next thing they've done is they're letting us know that they've changed one of the shops, or one of the little huts that they're selling for the Winter Festival in the Walt Disney Studios. So they've sent us a new menu for that. And you can now get potato filled with cream and smoked lardoons, which is really just veg. Potato filled with vegan ratatouille, vegan sweet chestnut soup, mushroom soup, and vegan vegetable soup. So there's a lot of vegan stuff. Suddenly the world has gone crazy for vegan. If you've seen anything like the Greggs Official or McDonald's have now got their new veggie wrap that's made from vegan stuff as well. The world has gone vegan, so Disneyland Paris are cashing in, obviously, on this vegan craze and becoming vegan mad. to be honest with them, sort of. What is it you would call a part-time vegetarian? I think they call it a flexitarian. I am a flexitarian. The next thing there is there's a limited edition 700 copies of Hercules and his horse pin. I'm not entirely sure how cool that is for anybody to know. It is a priced €16 and is available on the Lineberry app from the 12th of January. And then there'll be a last chance event later on, I would imagine, because I don't see 700 of these selling very quickly, to be honest. World's best friends, picture Hercules and his horse. I'm not entirely sure that's absolutely brilliant. We've done two other podcasts, another two pieces of news. So one's on the Star Wars Legends of the Force. And we've done a full podcast on that just so we can link to it easier. And we've done a Pirate and Princesses one as well. And we will be attending the Pirate and Princess annual pass party. So we hope to cover that ourselves and give you absolutely everything that is there. Now, in the sense of Star Wars, and because we've kicked off Star Wars, all of a sudden there's an unprecedented collaboration by Patrice Giraud and Disneyland Paris. And from January 26th, there is going to be new merchandise available, and this is quite snazzy stuff. So it is available from €16 all the way up to €50, and it's some cool little models that he's made. Some limited edition pins, some that use little scenes from the film, and then there is a really cool sort of like model. I believe it might be, it's not a pin, but it's like a little model, and there's only 500 of them, and they are really excited by this. The other thing that has been announced by Disneyland Paris is that Legends of the Force will have its own menu. Of course, it needs its own menu. And this has caused absolute hilarity in the online community because some of the pictures here are just absolutely fantastic. And while they're a really good idea, so you have Chewbacca coffee, a Yoda cake, a Cookie Wookie, a Han Solo carbonite shortbread, the Fighter shortbread, a Dagobah soup, a Mustafar soup, a Darth Vader souvenir popcorn bucket, a Chewbacca souvenir popcorn bucket, a Captain Phasma souvenir popcorn bucket, and a Stormtrooper souvenir popcorn bucket. The pictures, they're kind of what you'd maybe have made if you went to Scouts. Or you went to, I don't entirely know what else you could go to where you maybe cook. But I know Scouts occasionally cook. It's like kind of make your own cake day at Scouts. The pictures don't do them justice. They look fantastic though. To be honest, the Cookie Wookie I will definitely be having. I'll probably have a Yoda cake as well, which is made from pistachios, green chocolate glaze with yuzu. I don't know what yuzu is, but I'm excited to find out. And the Cookie Wookie is a hazelnut chocolate biscuit. These are all available and they're around the €4 mark, so they sound absolutely fantastic actually, but they look so amateurish. But they're biscuits. You need to always remember they are biscuits. And of course, even Walt Disney World, who make the little Mickey cookies, have tatty looking cookies, but they're quite funny. And then in Restaurant Anglaise, there is Legends of the Force menu. So there's Legends of the Force beef burger, which is beef, tomato sauce, cheddar, bacon, salad, and Andalusian sauce. No idea what it is. Not a clue. And then there's the Legends of the Force chicken burger, which is an Emmental chicken burger with chive sauce. And then there's a Death Star dessert, which is a chocolate mousse and salted butter caramel heart, which I think I'd love to have. That is all the news we have just now. I know we've had 3 podcasts this week. There could be more because I have to cover February and March is over soon, and I intend to cover the annual pass party. So there's a lot to come to you, so make sure you're subscribed. If you don't, follow us on Twitter at DLRP Roundup. We're on Facebook and we have a Facebook group now, and we're on Instagram and you can follow all that. But for just now, that's a roundup. Goodbye.